What do you do? Should you wear your contacts? Should you not wear your contacts? Should you wear your glasses? What if you have an issue? Well, we're going to talk this morning with Dr. Pete Kehoe from Kehoe Eye Care, one of those things you may or may not have thought about, your eye health during this whole coronavirus pandemic. And joining us to talk more, Dr. Pete Kehoe. Dr. Kehoe, good morning. How are you this morning?
Doing great. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Good. Thanks for joining us here this morning. Well, you know, just one of those things, and we were talking earlier on the program, that there's really not a facet of life that this hasn't affected in one way or another. And one of those things, I suppose maybe people that don't wear glasses or contacts may not have thought of this, but those of us that do have thought of it. So I guess probably one of the big questions you're getting right off the bat is, should I even be wearing my contacts? Are they not safe? Should I just be going with the glasses? I think people might be a little bit surprised by your answer.
Yeah, we actually, right after this pandemic started, we started issuing guidance that the CDC, as well as world organizations and contact lenses, that clarified that contact lens wear is safe. As a matter of fact, it might actually be safer than glasses, and I'll kind of explain that later. But contact lens wear is safe, provided that you continue to use proper hygiene, which means wash your hands before you ever touch your contact lenses, whether that be putting them in or taking them out, really making sure that everything is clean and sanitized around you, and really keeping your hands out of your face as much as possible. If you have a daily lens that you're supposed to throw away every day, throw it away every day. Probably the safest, healthiest contact lens, because you only touch it once to put it in and once to take it out. If you have a lens that you need to disinfect at night, you should make sure you're doing it properly. And probably the biggest culprit are dirty contact lens cases. Everyone should always clean and disinfect their contact lens cases throughout the day when they're sitting there. Turn them upside down after you've cleaned them. Make sure you're out using new, fresh, clean solution every single night that you disinfect.
So as far as disinfecting the case itself, once you've taken them, you know, put your contacts in, as you said, dumping out whatever solution, then you just leave it upside down to air dry. Is that right? Or
that's right. You can clean it with soap and water. You can rinse it off with hot water and then turn it upside down. Ideally, you want to use the solution that you're actually using, because that's a disinfectant. Make sure you're using a disinfecting solution, not just saline like a lot of people did years ago and got a lot of contact lens wearers in trouble. But make sure you're using the products and the solutions that your doctors have prescribed.
And again, even before cleaning your case, also, same thing, make sure your hands are clean.
It goes back to proper hygiene. Yeah. Majority of contact lens complications really come from improper hygiene. People not washing their hands before they insert or remove their lenses. That's really probably the number one cause, not only of contact lens complications, but even red eyes or pink eye, a lot of people will say. There's been a myth running around the internet a little bit that it's called keratoconjunctivitis, which is it's a viral infection of the eye, and it was the first presenting sign. Well, there's only been a couple of cases worldwide where they think that was a first presenting sign. Whether they had contact lenses or not, it probably came from improper hand washing, and then touching around your eyes is probably how you get it. Same reason people have the flu. You should never wear your contact lenses when you have the flu or a bad cold. You should always go back to wearing your glasses when you're not feeling well. Once you feel well again, go back to your contact lenses properly.
Interesting. Dr. Pete Kehoe from Kehoe Eye Care joining us here this morning. So what is the difference between, like you said, with the influenza, things like that, and this COVID-19 that you recommend wearing the contacts?
Yeah, we talked about that the other day. It's interesting. A lot of the healthcare workers, you know, and many people are wearing masks right now. And a lot of the masks cause your glasses to actually fog up, and therefore you're actually touching your face more frequently. When you have contact lenses on, they don't fog up. So if you're wearing a mask and you have contacts in, you're going to potentially touch your face less likely, which is the number one way to transmit the disease from your hands to your face. So that's why eyeglasses, a lot of people think, would be much safer. And CDC says that normal prescriptive eyeglasses are not personal protective equipment, mostly because they're not form-fitting. But the other thing, if you are somebody who wears reading glasses, your glasses are on and off all day long. So you're basically touching your face multiple times throughout the day. And most likely we're many of us are not always washing our glasses every morning and every night or throughout the day, which we should be doing to clean them and disinfect them. But the other thing is we're touching our face constantly when we wear our glasses.
Dr. Pete Kehoe from Kehoe Eye Care joining us here this morning. Yeah, and I think even those, if they're not reading glasses, those of us that wear them, just wear them full time, we're adjusting continually, and, you know, maybe they've slid down a little bit or whatever, you know, like here, taking the headphones off and on, have to adjust them sometimes. So I'm probably touching my face, or those of us wearing glasses, probably touching our faces more than the average person that doesn't wear glasses.
Yeah, that's really true. And, you know, we've always suggested to patients to, you know, wash their glasses frequently to get the body oils off and things like that. But I think in this environment that we're in today, we're going to be much more conscious of that. And, you know, something so simple as we tell everybody use Dawn dish soap and warm water. Literally clean them, rinse them off, and you know, soft cloth to dry them off. That is a great way to clean them. And you should do that at least in the morning and probably at night before you go to bed as well.
And that including the lenses?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we like Dawn dish soap. It doesn't harm the new coatings that are on lenses. It actually cleans them very, very well, believe it or not. Hmm. And then not super hot water, but just, you know, warm water to rinse them off works really, really well.
And just, I assume, just using your hands to do as well. You don't want to get the scrub brush out or the Brillo pad to clean them.
That's right. One thing, though, before you touch your glasses, wash your hands. After you get done doing your glasses, your hands will already be clean from that as well. And if you don't have, you know, soap and water handy, make sure you're using, you know, hand sanitizer that's got 60% alcohol. Or there's a new product we have. It's a hypochlorous-based product that kills the bugs, including COVID, and doesn't dry your hands out, which is pretty nice.
Dr. Pete Kehoe from Kehoe Eye Care joining us here this morning talking about eye care and, I guess, glasses care, contact care during this whole COVID-19. So this, as far as you guys as a business, obviously it's affected you guys as well. You've kind of had to cut back at least on locations of where you're taking care of patients and what you're doing.
Right. You know, we've got a great team of 47 team members, and throughout, you know, we acquired the Monmouth practice last July, and we've had the Galva practice now for about 10 or 12 years. And the reality was that what we saw the first week or two after the CDC guidelines came out was many people were still coming out too frequently. So to keep our team members safe, we consolidated everything into Galesburg. The four doctors are primarily the ones that are seeing patients if it's necessary in person. We're doing a lot of telehealth. But we let our team members go home and stay safe with their families because we thought that was much more important than trying to see a patient. You know, the doctors can see the patients. We didn't need our team members to be exposed here.
Give me a scenario where it's maybe necessary, obviously some sort of emergency, but it's like, okay, my annual exam is coming up and I feel it's necessary, but what would be something that would be necessary that you you actually see a patient?
Well, I can tell you that since this started about 4 weeks ago, we have had two or three near strokes. We've had retinal detachments. We've had macular degeneration that has gone from dry to wet. We've had eye infections as well, not COVID, thank goodness. But the reality is that, you know, somebody who has lots of flashes and floaters, that's a concern of a retinal detachment. So we'd want to see them in person for sure. We've had corneal ulcers. We had a gentleman who got antifreeze in his eyes. Ooh. So we want to make sure we keep people out of the emergency rooms and get the proper eye care in our office, because that way it's first-line treatment, getting the treatment right off the bat, and not letting them be exposed at the emergency room.
Dr. Pete Kehoe from Kehoe Eye Care joining us here this morning. So what have you had to change your hours up at all? Or?
Yeah, we shorten them a little bit. Basically, it's 8 to 5. We actually, on Tuesday mornings, we start at 9 so that we can have a Zoom call with all of our team members that are actually at home, catch up for the week and make sure everybody's still doing well. But basically 8 to 5, but a completely phone only. What we do is patients have to call ahead. We screen as the doctors whether or not we feel that we should see them in person, or we'll do a telehealth visit. But yeah, we've had people who had, you know, broken glasses and didn't have any other glasses to wear. So that's an emergency as well, because they can't function at school or work.
Dr. Pete Kehoe from Kehoe Eye Care joining us here this morning. What about with eye drops, whether for allergy or otherwise? I guess the main thing, again, number one, make sure your hands are clean before you even open it up.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, I think, again, you want to make sure the drops that you're using are prescribed by your eye care provider as much as possible. This is allergy season, so eyes are itchy by nature. Make sure that you're always cleaning your hands before you do anything around your eyes. Kind of a basic rule of thumb is if your eyes are itchy, a cold compress, cold washcloth can really make a big difference. There are good over-the-counter eye drops now. Some of them used to be prescriptive. If your eyes are itchy, typically you want an allergy drop. A lot of times, though, this time of year, it's just dry eyes. And that's one of the kind of the nice parts of telehealth. A lot of times we can video conference a patient and kind of go through their symptoms with them. And actually, with the new technology today, we can get a really high-resolution image of their eye. If they've got an iPhone or a new Android, it's pretty amazing how well we can see. Not like a microscope, but we can see quite a bit and do a good diagnosis and treatment over the internet.
Oh, that's pretty interesting. The technology is pretty amazing when it comes to that type of thing. So you're kind of are you actually doing an exam that way? Or,
well, it's obviously limited. It's interesting. It was one of those things in eye care that was a little bit questionable, but it suddenly became very, you know, very acceptable. And in fact, we've been pleasantly surprised at how well we can do it. There's several programs out there. The very first one I did it actually with a WhatsApp video chat, and it worked well because the phone on the other side and my phone had a really good resolution. But yeah, you can, you know, with a good history from the eye doctor, the doctor doing the history, a lot of times the history and just a good image of that, you can absolutely do a pretty good exam of the front part of the eye, clearly not the back part. So if there's a concern, could be a retinal issue, then we're obviously going to bring that patient in most likely.
Dr. Pete Kehoe from Kehoe Eye Care joining us here this morning. You mentioned when some of the issues you've had are like near strokes. What is it? What's the sign in the eyes where you know or possibly know that's coming?
Well, a lot of times what will happen is patients will say that their eyes, their vision has kind of gone blank or blurry suddenly, and it stays away for seconds or sometimes even minutes. That's one of the symptoms that we are concerned about. A lot of times patients will end up having a carotid artery exam to make sure that the blood flow to the head is correct. We tell everybody, if you feel like this isn't normal, we'd rather have you call us and let us triage it and just make sure that it's okay. You know, it's very common for dry eyes to cause vision to go blurry for seconds or sometimes even minutes, and people will blink and it'll clear up. That's probably dry eyes. But if you suddenly, your vision kind of becomes tunneled, or a lot of people have migraines that their vision will just literally kind of fade away and then it'll come back. And if you know you have migraines, that's one thing. But if you're not prone to migraines and that happens, you need to be talking to an eye doctor for sure.
And you guys will know whether they need to go to the emergency room or not. Instead of them just showing up at an emergency room, which is not a good time to do that, they consult with you, and you'll know if they, you'll tell them, you really need to go.
Yes, exactly. And we've had one patient that we did have to do that with. It was literally, you need to go now. And they went right to the emergency room and were taken really excellent care of. So it's a lot easier for the emergency room to know what's coming as well, and then they can triage appropriately.
Dr. Pete Kehoe from Kehoe Eye Care joining us here this morning. We're learning a lot here. Your contacts are fine. In fact, maybe better than your glasses during this time. But make sure, again, it comes down to what, I guess, Dr. Kehoe, we've been talking about this all along, the hygiene, the good hygiene, washing your hands with soap for at least 20 seconds, making sure they're clean before you do anything to do with your eyes.
Absolutely. That is the number one. Whether it's your contact lenses or your glasses, keep your hands out of your face and wash your hands multiple times throughout the day, or get a hand sanitizer that is not harmful to your skin, using it all day long. Do something like that so that before you ever touch your face, whether it be contacts or glasses, make sure your hands are clean first.
And then keeping your glasses, sanitizing, and wash your hands, and then wash the glasses with the recommending Dawn with just warm water, and you can lenses and everything, keep them clean. Get the, like I said, all the grease from your skin and everything off of them, and keep them nice and clean and sanitary.
Absolutely, and you know, I mentioned Dawn because we've been recommending that for years and years. It just seems to work well. I'm sure some of the other cleaners, you know, the dish soaps that are mild or do fine. But for us, we've had really good success and no negative effects from using Blue Dawn is what we tell our patients.
That's what I use. Well, it cuts the grease, number one, right?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, it does.
Dr. Yeah. Pete Kehoe with us here this morning. Anything else we need to know that we haven't touched on?
I think the biggest thing is to just be aware. And while, yes, having your annual eye exam is super important, we absolutely believe that everyone should have an eye exam every year. The reality is right now, it's emergency only and urgent care. But yet, if you believe it's an emergency or urgent, you should call. And just let's screen it out and make sure. Don't ignore something, because I've had patients over the years who thought that little fuzziness in their eye was normal or it would go away, and it turned out it was a retinal detachment, and they ultimately lost their sight. So we'd much rather have people err on the side of caution and call us and say, is this normal? And if it's not normal, we want to know about it, and we want to triage it and find out what really needs to be taken care of. You know, we want to make sure that everyone has a lifetime of healthy vision.
So that's the bottom line. If you have questions or concerns, make sure you call.
Yes, we have always had 24/7 emergency care. Doctors are on call literally 24 hours a day, 7 days a week in our office. We have for 20-plus years. And we don't get a lot of them in the evening and on the weekends, but sometimes. But especially in these times, I'd much rather have people call. Just don't be panicked by the Internet, though. That would be
right.
The piece is there's so much misinformation on the Internet right now about pink eye and COVID and other things. Just, you know, look at the reputable people and the reputable news side.
Absolutely. Dr. Pete Kehoe with us here this morning from Kehoe Eye Care, 4L Plaza. Yes, still going, but if you have a question, concern, whatever the case may be, give a call. Even if it's a question about your annual exam, that you know, call and check and see where you're at with that and what you need to do. You guys will be able to help them out to get rescheduled or talk when you can schedule and all that type of thing.
Yes. Yeah, we appreciate that, Tom, very much. It's going to be a challenge. You know, we've got three offices that we have to try to take a month or 2 months of patients and get them back into the schedules on top of the full schedules that we already have. But the nice part about this is that there's always a silver lining, and the doctors are learning parts of the practice that we would have never even wanted to know about. And I think it's going to allow us to really rethink, you know, social distancing in our offices, you know, and the schedule of patients. And going forward, I think things will be much better for it.
All right. Dr. Pete Kehoe from Kehoe Eye Care joining us here this morning. Dr. Kehoe, thank you so much. Really appreciate your time and a lot of great information. And I hope people understand what's going on. And again, if you have an issue, make sure you call. Don't just show up at the emergency room. Call first and find people at the Kehoe Eye Care can let you know what you'll need to do and that type of thing. Dr. Kehoe, thanks so much for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
No, thank you for allowing us the chance to share some information. Appreciate you very much, Tom.